Last weekend, life on the road was tough on the Beaver basketball teams. The women were swept in Aberdeen and Moorhead Friday night to Northern State 68-56 and Saturday to number 22 MSU Moorhead 86-57. Coach DeVille knows her team had a chance in that first game, though.
On Friday, I think we beat ourselves, not to discredit Northern, but we didn't do a good job of adapting to what they were doing with us and then making the game easy, and I think it showed in the assist-to-turnover ratio column. That was pretty very poor. And then Moorhead's just, yes, they're really good, and we played hard the entire game, but they were just that much better, and we couldn't, we really didn't have an answer for their post play.
Meanwhile, the men split, a comeback coming up just short Friday, 81-73 at Northern State, before bouncing back with a 79-67 wire-to-wire win Saturday in Moorhead. Coach Mike Boshi was overall pleased with the weekend.
To come close at Northern, but not quite enough, doesn't feel good, for 24 hours, but to come back and play pretty consistent throughout the whole game. We had to lead the whole game and felt like we're in control most of it. They may have had one little run there at the end of that first half and then in the middle of the second half that maybe put a little pressure on us, but it was definitely a nice win and one that you're thankful for.
This weekend, it's Wayne State and Augie in the BSU gym for BSU basketball. Coach DeVille knows it's important to play well in the BSU gymnasium.
Home's huge. It's fun to say finally, hey, our goal is find and sneak any way on the road. But at home, you got to protect. So if we can ever split on the road, we're in good shape. We need to protect at home, and that's really our character of our team. Obviously, we're 1-2 in the conference. We played a very difficult road, three-game road streak right there. Now we're home for three, and we need to protect. And it's a moxie we got to have, but it's also the state of mind. But reality is, we got to win the games that we have here.
Freshman Rachel Heidla is excited to play in front of the home fans again.
Well, so far we've had a couple games here, and just seeing all the fans supporting us. I know that it's been more than last year. I watched all the games online, and just like the atmosphere and community coming together, I like it.
Coach Boshi says not being on the road is an important thing for his team.
Well, it's always good. It's easier for our players to get into routine, athletically and academically. I think you feel better about yourself, but it's always fun to play at home in front of your home crowd, your home fans. You feel good about yourself. Everything that you do is positively reinforced from the crowd and the excitement that they create.
Senior John Morgan is looking forward to the two games this weekend.
We're really excited, against two good teams this weekend. Been really practicing hard and preparing for the games. So I feel like we're ready.
Even though they're at home, Coach Boshi knows it won't be easy to come up with two wins this weekend.
Wayne State's got a few guys back from last year, a couple really talented ones. They beat you with hard work and toughness, and I'm not going to back away from saying they're talented to go along with it. And then Augie's kind of the same thing. They just got a lot of guys back from last year, maybe almost all of them from a year ago, and big, strong, athletic, and they get after you. They get to the boards, they run hard, they run good stuff. So there's a reason why they're 9-1 this early in the year.
The Wayne State Wildcats and the Augustana Vikings. Two games, two nights, four games over the weekend. We get started with the women's game against Wayne State next on the Beaver Radio Network.